The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
5 News, your place.
From what we understand, I'm told that Scotty McCreary tickets, they're just sold out, according to the board of the Expo. Wow, that's pretty cool. Well, I just happen to have 2 pair of gold reserve seats along with the special elite parking we're going to give away after the 8:30 news. We'll have it in there. And it's going to be just fill in the title. I have a classic country song, and what I call classic country songs, these are songs from, I want to say, that 1991 to end of 1990s kind of thing. One of my favorite periods of country music, just saying late 80s, late 90s, you know, that kind of thing. So all you have to do is complete the title. It'll be fill in the blank, all right? And we'll see how that works. That's what we'll do a little bit later this hour. And best of luck. We're just going to have a great time with that, I have no doubt. Captain Bill is hanging on here in just a moment, and we'll talk with Captain William E. Simpson about the latest at the Klamath. I have a reminder of a big going-ons over at Sky Park Insurance. Now, you know, Lynn Barton is now the Medicare advisor at Sky Park Insurance. Great friend of the show. We talked to her. In fact, I talked to her just a few minutes ago. And she's putting on a meeting coming up Tuesday, October 1st. And if you have Medicare Advantage or a prescription drug plan, the Inflation Reduction Act that the Biden administration came out has made some big changes that will be affecting you next year. Some of the changes are good. A lot of them not so good. Okay, so I wanted to make sure that you know about this free Medicare update seminar that she's putting on. And it's Tuesday, October 1st, 6:30. In the evening. This is going to be over at the Phoenix Library, but they do need you to RSVP. If you can get in touch with Lynn Barton over at Sky Park Insurance, and it's an absolutely free meeting, but just wants to make sure. And like I said, she's involved in all this kind of stuff. Steve handles the other sides of the insurance, but Lynn Barton does the Medicare advisor part of this thing. So call her at 541. You could also text message this too. 541-499-0958. That's 541-499-0958. You can also email Lynn. It's Lynn, L-Y-N-N, at skyparkins.com. Or you just go to skyparkins.com, and Lynn will be happy to get in touch with you one way or the other. But remember, this free Medicare enrollment is kind of an update, things that you need to know. Got to keep those benefits in good shape and get the best deal possible, okay? skyparkins.com. This hour of my show sponsored by Fontana Roof.
MED in Grants Pass on 105.9 K290 AF Rogue River. In South Jackson County on 106.7 K294 AS Ashland.
17 minutes after 8. By the way, before we bring Captain William E. Simpson on here, I want to stand duly corrected here because I talked about Lynn Barton at the October 1st meeting for Sky Park and helping people get the Medicare update. I said you could text message her phone. No. It is only call 541-499-0958, 499-0958, okay? Don't try text messaging because we just want to make sure that you get connected, okay? So sorry for the error, okay? Lynn said, no, Bill, you can't text message me there. So, okay, we'll make that work. Captain William E. Simpson, ethologist, Wild Horse Fire Brigade. It's been a few days since we had a chance to talk with you, and I'm sure that everything's cleaned up on the Klamath now. Isn't that right, Bill? Welcome back to the show.
Yes. Good morning. Not so much so, Bill.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to let you know, though, that yesterday, you know, we had a listener, Mark, that ended up going out to the Klamath over at Happy Camp, went out in the middle of the channel and took a big sample. And I ran it over to the Grants Pass Water Lab yesterday, and they're going to be testing it for, I guess, we had someone who was happy to, a benefactor, helping pay for the test because those water tests aren't cheap, you know, for all the big stuff. And so we're going to find out what's actually in that water, more than just dissolved solids. I imagine we're going to find all sorts of interesting chemicals that'll be in there, but I'll get back to you when we get a report, okay?
Yeah, it'll be interesting. You know, CDM Smith, you know, they're a big company out of Sacramento, and they did 2 studies. They did a study in early 2011, for Pacific Corp, and they were interested, okay, how do we take out the dams properly? And they said very clearly that we need to remove the sediment and get it out of the way and then let the water out of the dams and then remove the dams. And that was the right way to do it. But money trumped doing it the right way.
Well, it would cost several hundred millions of dollars to do it correctly because, you'd have to find some... You have to find some place. I think at first they were talking about taking the sediment and putting it out in Eastern Oregon someplace. Wasn't that the original plan or at least proposal?
Actually, no. They were going to put it within a short geographic distance from the lake beds to save money.
Yeah.
You know, and to keep the cost down because trucking is expensive.
Sure.
But the second study is where the real dirt is, so to speak, because they realized that the cheap way to do this was to send the sediment down the river. So that's where they start looking at toxins. And you'll hear QRC and RES say, oh, well, you know, they're most of them are below the EPA limits. But see, they try to fool people by their wordsmithing and misrepresenting what the real problem is. You know, almost all of those toxins in their heavy metals and their organophosphates, you know, you got furan and dioxin and PCB and DDT and all these analytes of DDT, they're all in there, according to CDM Smith. Now, yeah, most of them are below the EPA limit, but every one of them is bioavailable. What that means is a low dose over time can make you sick or even kill you. So, and this isn't just one of those things at a time. It's a cocktail of all of it at once. So, and people go, oh, well, I don't drink the river water. Well, that's fine. You know, you're going to get some of it in your mouth. If you're rafting, you're going to fall in the river probably and maybe get a gulp of that stuff, and you don't know what it'll do to you. Also, what's happening is the plants that they're growing in this sediment are bringing some of those things up into the tissues of the plants. And what happens then is you got all these bugs, you know, there's all kinds of herbaceous insects. And we have a grasshopper infestation going on here too as well. And then the birds eat the bugs and the lizards and the snakes and all kinds of critters are eating these bugs.
So it all goes up. In other words, it all goes up the food chain is what you're saying, right, Bill?
Right. It's called bioaccumulation, and then you get bioamplification in what they call the trophic or all the animal kingdom going up. Like, you know, the mouse eats the plant and gets the doses of all that crap, and then the snake eats the mouse, and then he gets a bigger dose, and then the hawk comes down and gets the snake, and then he gets the dose that kills the hawk. So, you know, and then same thing with hunters. You know, you got rabbits and deer and elk that are eating this stuff, and they're going to build this stuff up in their bodies. And then some hunter shoots one of these animals, and then he eats the tissue, the meat, and what's going to happen to that guy? You know, and everybody, see, what they're doing is they, like Ray Halp said and when he talked to Epoch Times, that they can't afford to have this be seen as a failure, regardless of how big of a failure it truly is. Yesterday, I went down and filmed the river. It's loaded with clay sediment again. It's loaded, and it stinks.
Well, that's what happened with the sample that Mark brought by the station that I was holding up to the camera a while back, and that's why we wanted to get it tested and see what's there. Now, the sample was not kept cold, so we're not testing it for bacteria. That wouldn't be good. But for all the other stuff, I guess we'll find out what's in there, okay? Should be interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? Bacteria would be the least of my worries.
You could use a little bleach and take care of that part, you know, but it's everything else that's in it.
You know, and the latest disaster is, you know, I don't know if you knew this, but call your rest area on I-5 right there where the bridge goes over the Klamath River is Caltrans. Star rest area. There's like millions of people that stop there every year. I never knew that until I was at a board meeting. And I guess that's their, in California, that is like the star rest area.
But they had to close that, didn't they?
Yeah, all the plumbing filled up with clay.
But remember, all that same water that filled up the Collier Rest Center with clay, that will be just fine when the magic fish come back to please the tribes, right?
Right. Well, see, yeah, that. People don't realize clay is one particle in the aggregate of what you would call sediment. So you have clay, that's microscopic, then silt, which is really tiny, then sand, which most people consider small, and then gravel. So this clay, it goes everywhere. I mean, they've been sucking up that water for Collier to irrigate all those lawns, the beautiful lawns down there. But it plugged up all the underground pipes, the sprinkler heads, the toilets, the valves, the sinks, it's going to cost taxpayers, and this is another one of these going as planned. you know, Mark Branson, anytime somebody talks to him on the news, oh, yeah, it's going as planned. Oh, you plan to destroy the Collier rest area? That's really cool.
This reminds me of, you know, what's going on at the Klamath Dam removal here and from KRRC. This is reminding me of the Biden administration, you know, Bill, when they talked about the Inflation Reduction Act and we're going to have billions of dollars spent to bet all those electric car chargers and only seven have been built so far. It kind of reminds me a little bit of that same kind of thing. But yet everything's fine. We're being very successful out there. Everything's according to plan. Wow.
Yeah, this project here has just devastated our county.
Has anyone asked them, you know, Branson and all those other people, critically gotten into them, or is it pretty much just going off of the press releases coming from the dam removal folks?
I don't know how they do it. I have some guesses, but I think that Gavin Newsom has enough influence over the media in California that they just don't want to go sideways with him, you know. Mm. And then the counties, you know, sort of tiptoe around because they're worried about. They're kind of like little children. They're worried about having their allowance taken away if they go up against the, you know, the governor on this. But, you know, this has to happen. You know, you said something in a little earlier that, you know, weak men make for tough times. You know, our people, our county representatives, our elected officials need to stand up for us. You know, like Ray Halp was interviewed by the Epoch Times, and he said that, basically, and I'm going to quote from the article now written by Brad Jones. He says that their KRRC has been putting out constant propaganda about the success of the dam removal product to beat back any scrutiny, despite concerns from the county and local residents about the project's impacts, including the condition of the river and the negative effects on fish and wildlife. And so that is so true because they actually told the county they're not going to talk to them anymore. Can you imagine telling a cooperating agency that you're not going to talk to them? I mean, who?
Wait a minute. The dam removal people will not talk to the county?
Yeah. Yeah. KRRC wrote a letter. They said, we're not going to talk to you guys anymore. We're done with you. And, I mean, talk about somebody who needs to check their authority.
Okay. Well, now wait a minute. At this point, the counties have quasi-judicial authority there. I think it would be about time to subpoena their asses and get them in there somehow. You know?
Right. Well, I'm going to quote again from Epoch Times. This is a quote from Ray Halp again. The Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors received an email from Branson on April 4th, essentially saying that the corporation was curtailing communication with the county, according to Supervisor Ray Halp. They actually sent us an email. And this is Ray speaking. They actually sent us an email back in June saying that they were done with us, that they weren't going to continue to communicate with us anymore, Halp told the Epoch Times. The county responded by sending its own level to FERC, which, of course, I put out there for people to read. But Branson wrote in his email to from KRRC that they would no longer attend county biweekly public information meetings, claiming that they only resulted in the spread of misinformation about the project. Now,
okay. Well, misinformation is just like misinformation is being defined by the administration these days, which is stuff that we don't like you talking about. And that's really what it means. Misinformation. Well, all right.
Yeah. They have to say what's going on, and then people there taking notes go out and tell the public because not many people have the time or energy. Everybody's struggling to make a living or pay taxes.
Right.
And so who has the time to sit down there at 9 in the morning during the workday listening to a board meeting where Mark Branson would maybe show up, you know? And so when people did show up and we heard what was going on and you tell the community, that's when they get upset, when the truth comes out, just like right now. I understand through the grapevine that a couple days ago they had a big closed-door meeting that there was something really wrong going on up around the dam. And all of a sudden, okay, the river, when back on September 4th when they, you know, basically breached the cofferdam at Iron Gate, all that clay, stinky clay core and all kinds of crap went down for about 2 weeks almost. Well, the river was the clay in the river was starting to let up a little bit. It was still like too much for fish. And then I hear about this big meeting, and then 2 days later, here comes a whole bunch more of this clay sediment and some stench with it. So they got into another nasty, you know, pile of this stuff. You know, who knows how much stuff is up there and what's going on, because they basically made all the contractors sign non-disclosure agreements, trying to keep all the information away from the public. This is our money. We have a right to know what's going on. They try the revegetation process that they call it, the replanting, has been a large-scale failure.
Well, you were writing about that the other day on Siskiyou.News. That's where a lot of your stuff is, right? Siskiyou.News. And you're telling me that, I guess, that the off-roaders are starting to grind through all that sludge or something. What happened with that?
Well, it looks like the surface of the moon. I mean, and here's the thing. They tried to scapegoat the horses for that, okay? But it's kind of a big – I mean, they try anything. These guys are the biggest professional liars I've ever seen. They try to scapegoat the horses, but, you know, both sides of the river look identical, and the horses don't go to the south side of the river. So they look identical. This is what an experiment where you have a control, you call the control,
yeah,
and then you have your experiment. Well, the control shows that the experiment and the control are identical. So the impact of the horses is zero compared to, like, rabbits and birds.
What kind of claims were they making about the wild horse affecting the dam removal area? What claim were they making?
Well, they apparently have some insider at the San Francisco Chronicle, and he came out with an article that says wild horses are romping all over the dam removal project. That was his title.
Okay.
I mean, oh yeah, they also, next thing you know, they'll be blaming them for the Collier Rest Area and anything else.
Because of the wild horses romping around the dam removal that the Collier Rest Area pipes got clogged with the clay. Yeah. Okay, all right.
So the sediment now is almost like fine dust. It's like talcum powder, and because it's clay. And of course, we lost a baby horse there, and they're trying to say, "Oh, well, those aren't your horses, Bill." Oh yeah, well, you know, we spent $200,000 on them the last 10 years.
And by the way, what was the response? Because you actually emailed to Mark Bransom over at KRRC, and you asked, I guess you're looking for compensation for having killed a little baby horse, right?
Right. See, they had a duty under their EIS. And actually, they have a duty just under common law to fence off hazards. And the clay fields, the sediment fields out there have these big cracks. Some of them are 20 inches wide and 3-4 feet deep. If a human got in there, you might be in trouble. But this little horse fell in because they were trying to get down to the river to get a drink of water.
Yeah, and so he got barbecued in the sun, right?
Yeah. He got a horrible way to die. You know, slow cooking death. You know, I mean, it's just emotionally impacted everybody. Terrible thing to have happen. And it happened because they went off plan yet again. They didn't provide alternative water. And this is what the county wrote to FERC about. They failed to provide alternative water last year. They're supposed to do it last summer. And then fence the shoreline to prevent animals from going into the mud last winter and then from going into the sediment beds right now that they're trying to replant. Well, the replanting is a failure, so they're already trying to come up with scapegoats to why it didn't go. See, it's a complete loser. They made this, you know, this like whole PR piece with Dave Kaufman talking about they show green fields that are outside the area here, and then they have these like beauty shots where they find the one little patch of grass down here by the river, and they take a picture of that, and they go, "Oh, look how wonderful this is." But the thing is in reality, when you fly over it with a drone, you find out that they only have about 30% coverage. And the rest of it's a moonscape. So guess what? The off-roaders look at that and they go, "Wow, it's a big sandbox. Let's go play." So I've seen dirt bikes out there, four-wheel drive, side-by-sides. And then the other day, there was a Hummer buzzing around there all day, and then right up until the nighttime. And I'd heard about it from some other people. They go, "Hey, there's a red Hummer buzzing around." And they saw this Hummer in the day. And then that night, I saw what looked like a fire truck down by Jenny Creek. And it had headlights on something. And I go, "Wow, that's I hope there isn't a dead horse or somebody got injured or whatever. So I went down there, and here I pull up on Copco Road, and I get out of my truck, and I yell down there. I say, "Hey, do you need help? What's going on?" And they said, "Yeah, we're lost. We can't get out of here." And
neither can the animals. All right.
Right. So I shine my flashlight toward this road that they use to get the big excavators out of there. But the person driving the Hummer decided to make a left turn instead of going straight ahead on this road, and they went right into this deep ditch, and the Hummer got stuck. So, and they spent the night there. Highway patrol came up. I yelled from the road that I would go get help, you know, because the Hummer, what do they weigh, 8,000-9,000 pounds?
Yeah, they're pretty heavy. Yeah.
Yeah, they're real heavy. So I went back to the ranch, and we called Highway Patrol, and they went up. They sent two Highway Patrolmen up, and they were driving around. The Hummer was so buried down in the crack that they drove right by it twice. And so I had to buzz down there and meet the Highway Patrol and lead them to where the side of the road where so they could see the Hummer. And I shine my light down there, and they go, "Oh." And so
it's illustrative, though. It's just a mess. It's continuing to be a mess. The county knows it's a mess. But what can particularly be done about this at this point? I'm still amazed that both California and Oregon signed off because, you know, Bill, if you or I were just to take millions of tons of sediment and throw it in a river, we'd be arrested and thrown in jail. And yet this was permitted by policy somehow, you know?
Well, yeah, it's, you know, these people are such big hypocrites. Here's the true story. I was debating with Glenn Spain in front of a whole bunch of people. He's on the board of KRRC, by the way. He also works quite often with.
And he's one of the fishing. He's one of the fishing representatives, right?
Right, but he's on the board for KRRC. Okay, and he works with the Center for Biodiversity quite often. I think he might even be associated. Well, I was on this big debate with him on an email thread with 200 people: NOAA scientists, USGS people, and everything.
Right.
And he was telling me that it's okay to go ahead and put 5 million metric or cubic yards of sediment into the Klamath River. He put that in writing in this thread that it's fine, it won't hurt the river, blah, 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 blah. Well, I was doing a little other research with what's going on in Oregon. And it turns out in Oregon, Center for Biodiversity was suing Oregon Department of Forestry because they wanted to build a road to go into the Tillamook Burn and clean up all that slash, which is, you know, bug infested, and it's a huge fire hazard up there. You know, you got piles of wood that are 20 feet tall all over the place. So they needed a road to go in there so they could get that truck it out and do biomassing or whatever they're going to do.
Yeah, a tiny amount of silt probably coming off of that by comparison, right?
Yeah, they were going to put in just a little bit of silt, but Center for Biodiversity was suing them, and Glenn Spain was part of it, saying, "Oh no, you can't put that in there. That's terrible. That's awful."
So no road to get a vehicle in and out of there to do some logging, right? But it's okay.
Right.
But hundreds of millions of cubic yards, or millions of cubic yards going down the river.
Well,
great.
Yeah. And okay. So what I did that was funny is I sent the email thread to the head of the Department of Forestry in Oregon, and he thanked me for that. He says, "Oh, 5 million cubic yards is okay, huh? All right, well, we'll let our lawyers know that."
I don't think anything's going to really change until the lawyers get involved. Is there any lawyers that are looking at this and sharpening their knives?
Well, the thing is the lawyers want to see body bags with people in them. You know, when the cancer clusters began, you know, the thing is property damage, this kind of, you know, well going dry. You know, these lawyers these days that can handle this scale of a lawsuit, there has to be, you know, 50 million, 100 million available on the table.
Yeah, there has to be money. And of course, the whole big scam about KRRC is that it only has assets that are given to it because it's not a productive company. It's not exactly like it's a company that has productive assets.
Yeah, and then they all tell you, "Oh, if you've had a loss or a claim, go to the Klamath Mitigation Fund." Well, when you go there, it says right on the front page, it's closed. You know, and there's rumors that they don't have any more money. And what's really funny is I only know of one person that got any money out of KRRC, and that's a rancher up here who's got a little bit of acreage on Copco Road, and he got $80,000 because his whole irrigation system got plugged up with sediment. And here's how bad the sediment is, okay? I want people to understand this. McMillan came in
Okay, you're going to have to make it quick. We're burning daylight, almost out of time here, Bill. So I can't go much longer, okay?
Okay, yep. So anyway, they came in with the best system you could get to filter, try to remove the sediment. It failed and failed and failed, so they just finally quit, and they just paid this guy. But he's the only one. Everybody up there with dried out wells in Copco community, I don't know of anybody that's been made whole. I don't know anybody else that's actually been made whole. They've declined our claim. We're going to just take them to small claims court. So it's a mess. It's and I don't want to see anybody get burned this way, like at the Snake River. We need to get all these flaws out in the open, all the mistakes that were made.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right about this. I know Cliff Bentz is fighting the Snake River dam removals tooth and nail right now. And I think it's right, and I'm sure that's why they want this kind of damage that's been done down to our area of the world. They want it quiet because those are ultimately the bigger prizes, right, over there on the Columbia and the Snake.
Mm-hmm. Right, and Congressman Bentz needs to get a hold of us because his people don't have a clue what's going on down here. He's heard some of the secondhand information, but he needs to be talking directly to the people that are looking at this thing. I mean, we're living and existing at ground zero here. Cliff Bentz needs to be communicating with us.
Well, why don't you guys communicate with him?
I've sent him emails. He doesn't respond.
Okay. Have you called?
Yeah, I've talked to one of his junior.
Call the offices and keep on that. All right, I'll see if I can. On your behalf, okay? Hey,
okay, all right.
Thanks for the latest report here, and I think I'll probably have you back on here, Captain Bill, once we get results from the water test that came from Happy Camp in the middle of the Klamath. It's such clean water that even when I would let it sit for a week on my counter here at the radio station, it still looked like a brown cloud, even after a week of sitting. And something tells me a lot of those dissolved solids, that's mostly clay. Would that be fair? What's still in the water?
Yeah. Clay stays in suspension a very long time. It's microscopic, so it's not like sand.
Yeah, that's amazing. Siskiyou.news, you have anything else up there right now people should know about and go take a look at?
Yeah, we've got the article about them declining to pay our reasonable request for the loss of our livestock. And, you know, it's just more of the same thing. They stonewall. They're not going to pay. They're not going to help. They give everybody... Pretty much they gave the county the middle finger. So, and they're doing that to the citizens. I mean, these people are arrogant and I don't know what to say. These people don't act like Americans.
Uh-huh. And it doesn't sound like the system is really looking out for the little guy at this point. That is for sure. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Bill. Always good talking with you. Okay. Be well.
All right. Thank you.
Siskiyou.news is where a lot of what Captain Bill's writing about is up there, and it's always informative reading. 842 at KMED and 99.3 KBXG. All right. After all that heaviness, we need a dad joke. Dad joke of the day. Dad joke of the day, of course, is sponsored by Two Dogs Fabricating on Bryan Way off Sage Road in Medford. Today's dad joke, how does a penguin build its house? It glues it together. You get it? It glues it together? It glues it? Yeah. Two Dogs Fabricating. Bryan Way off Sage Road in Medford. And by the way, they still have big season closeout rebates available on some of their trailers here. Delco Iron Bull made by North Star. They're a local dealer for Iron Bull trailers made by North Star. They have a new line of North Star trailers and Delco trailers, too. Lots of trailers in stock, priced right in 10, 12, 14, and 20-footers. Tilt and dump trailers, too. They will take care of you. Two Dogs Fab, Bryan Way off Sage Road in Medford. Okay? All right, 843.
If you don't plan on cooking tonight, plan on dining at Freddy's Diner. News Talk 106.3, KMED. You're waking up with the Bill Myers Show.
Holly Morton from Josephine County, Republican Party chair there. Hey, Holly, you want to make sure people knew about the Monday night deal with Dr. Frank. Dr. Frank, the election integrity guy, is coming back, right?
Right. Yeah, he's coming down, and he will talk to us about how we can get the very best results for this election that we can. We all know, you know, listening to your whole program today, that we've absolutely got to get the right candidates in.
Boy.
And so our vote needs to be counted correctly. I think people here are a little bit concerned about illegal people voting and that kind of thing. So we have Dr. Frank coming in talking about the steps that we can take to get the very best result.
So this is Monday night, this coming Monday night, 6 o'clock at Ann Basker Auditorium in Grants Pass. Now, does it cost anything to attend? Just give us the particulars.
We're hoping that people will toss in a few dollars to help cover the expenses, but no, this is free. We want everybody to be able to hear him. He's a fantastic guy, and he's going to be working with our election integrity team on what we can do to get the best possible results.
Okay. Well, I'd like to hear about that. And the interesting part is that, you know, when the state admitted that more than 300 non-citizens were registered to vote, some voted, a handful. I'm kind of concerned about this. I don't know what Dr. Frank thinks about it. It kind of reminds me of that CIA limited hangout. You know, you're busted at something, you're caught in something that's bad, and so you admit it, but you only admit to a little bit. I would venture a guess that there's more than what the state's admitting to on this, but they don't want to look too closely. So you do a limited admission and say, oh, yeah, we'll fix this, and they were just some clerical errors, that kind of thing. You know what I'm getting at?
Well, I want to hear what he has to say about it. He's very good at getting the data, and that's what we need, and for us to take the action that we need to take. And on Saturday, we're having our usual rally, sort of a Trump rally, but essentially just because he's the head of the party, it gives us an opportunity to get together, talk about all the issues that are driving us crazy, this stupid recall and all of the things that are so antithetical that are going on right now that we need to figure out solutions for those sorts of things.
All right, very good. Hey, I really appreciate that, Holly. Thanks for letting us know. We'll talk more about that on Monday. So Monday night, 6 o'clock, Dr. Frank at Ann Basker Hall in Grants Pass. All right. It's 8:48 and change. And let me take one more call. And after news, we're going to be giving away our Scotty McCrary tickets. All right. And I think we're going to have some fun with this one. It's going to be Fill in the Country title. Okay. But hi, who's this? Good morning. Welcome.
Yeah, Bill, it's Greg, and you were just talking about the dam removal that Gavin Newsom's doing in California, but you failed to mention Governor Kate Brown at the ribbon cutting that wiped out Oregon dams.
Which one?
Kate Brown over there on the snake.
I don't think that they haven't removed the Snake River dams yet.
They haven't.
No, that's what Congressman Bence is fighting right now, having hearings on and fighting it tooth and nail right now.
But she's part of the deal.
Well, of course she's part of the deal. She's out of office right now, but we have to fight with what's here right now. It hasn't been done yet. Not that I'm aware of.
Well, what part did they rip out that killed everything down to the ocean?
Okay, I don't know what you're talking about right now. I don't know if we're talking about the same thing. I'm talking about the Klamath, which is on both sides of the river and parts of it in Oregon, too. Hey, I appreciate the call. I got to go, though, all right? And maybe something else has been... There have been other dam removals, too. Other ones, Elway and various other ones. So, anyway, that is certainly the gangrene desire. But I have desires to get you in to see Scotty McCrary tomorrow night. I have two pair of tickets. We're going to give it away to two different listeners. So if the first person gets them, hey, you still keep hanging on and just jump on the phone here right now. We're going to have reserved seats, gold seats. You're up there nice and close, and you get parking from the expo. This is all sold out from what we understand. All right? And all you have to do is fill in the country song title. And it's going to be classic artists from the 1990s era. It's kind of one of my favorite of the older country folks, okay? 770-563-3770-KMED, and maybe we can get you to see Scotty McCreary. We'll do that after news.